Thank you once again for tuning into Cinema Central. And if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, here's what to expect. Movies! Movies are awesome and I love to talk about them. And it's something we can all enjoy and share and sometimes hate together. I'm DJ Ace here to give you a new episode of What You've Come to Love, which is me basically talking about in front of a microphone about movies I happened to see recently. This weekend... This is not an April Fool's joke, because we are past that. But this last weekend, Ready Player One came out, and I saw it. And it was a blast, okay? So I'm going to change things up here. This is not going to be a I'm sitting here and talking about a movie for 30 minutes kind of a thing. I wanted to switch things up. It's still going to be kind of a review, but this is not the way we're going to do it. This is the 10 reasons you need to see Ready Player One, all right? So before we get into all that jazz, quick synopsis here. So after I saw the trailers for Ready Player One, I was like, I need to go see this movie. The movie is based off the book of the same name by Ernest Cline that was published in 2011. The movie is, of course, directed by the master, Steven Spielberg. And it's basically a love letter to every pop culture thing you ever enjoyed, ever. Quick synopsis, without spoiling it, no spoilers. The movie takes place in the future in the year 2045 in Columbus, Ohio. The population of what I'm assuming is the world is completely enamored with this virtual world called the Oasis. The creator of the game, James Halliday, put an Easter egg in it for the players to find, and whoever finds it gains control of the Oasis. And our main character, Wade Watts, is a player trying to find the three keys to get to the Easter egg. And if you don't know what an Easter egg is, it's basically a thing that is put in a movie or a video game that is kind of a secret and references something else that's kind of cool. So that's my weird interpretation of it. So naturally, I had to go see this movie in Columbus. And I went with my bro, and we went and watched it on the biggest screen we could find, which I would highly recommend you do, because this is a visual experience, I'll tell you that. So, again, instead of doing this normal review business, here are the 10 reasons you need to see Ready Player One. These are only going to be minor spoilers, right? Minor spoilers, meaning if you never watched the trailers, there's going to be spoilers, but if you have watched the trailers, you will be perfectly fine. So here we go with reason number one. The visual style alone should get you excited for this movie. This movie is absolutely fantastic looking. The race sequence is just completely insane. And also the final battle sequence is also completely insane. And like the entire movie's not the entire movie, but I mean, obviously the majority of this movie is animated, like only like 25% of the film takes place in the real world, which is awesome because all the cool stuff happens in the digital realm anyway. So yeah, it is just a visual experience that you have to experience for yourself on the biggest screen you can find. All right, reason number two, for a movie about Easter eggs, this movie has a freaking ton of Easter eggs in this movie, okay? Like, it's off the chain. IGN, a news outlet you are probably familiar with, counted 138 Easter eggs on their first run through alone. And there's way more than that. I promise you there are more than that. So it's completely insane. So like, you know, the main character drives the Back to the Future DeLorean. Like, how cool is that? The Iron Giant is in it. How cool is that? You got references from Halo, Overwatch, anime references, Star Trek, other sci-fi shows. The list goes on, man. And we'll probably be finding new stuff in this movie years from now, okay? Basically, if it was in a game or a movie in the last 20 years, it's probably in this movie. Like, wow. Reason number three, if you ever played a game or watched a movie in like the last 20 years, you will probably like this movie. The movie takes place in this online virtual world called Oasis, where every player has their own avatar. So basically like every MMORPG ever, And if you don't know what I just said massively multiplayer online role-playing game! But I love how they just tie it into these real-world concepts of avatars and gamer tags, and you don't tell people your real name and all that jazz, and like clans and people that play solo, just like all this stuff that is a real-world thing for me, and seeing it is fun. Reason number 4 is directed by the man who basically established pulp culture over the last 30 years, Steven Spielberg. And the good news is, because he was the director of this movie, I'm sure they only had to pay royalties for like half the stuff in this movie because he already owned half of it. It's great. And it also means he's probably the only director that they could have actually hired to do this movie, because anything else would have been too expensive. Reason number 5, the song selection is a love letter to like the 80s. Like in the trailer, you get the gist of what is going on. Like when that track hits and it's like all Van Halen and you're just like, yeah! It's like that the whole way through this movie, and I love it. I love it. I love music in my movies. And I also love soundtracks. I love good soundtracks. And this movie fulfilled both of those things for me, which is awesome. Reason number 6, two great messages are on this movie. Reason number 1, don't go it alone. Kind of goes back to the gaming thing. Sometimes in games, you literally can't accomplish a task by yourself. But even in real life, sometimes we just have to get together and work together and get along to accomplish a goal. And it's so meaningful. And I love it. And reason number 7 is actually great message number 2. And this one is so important even by modern standards. And I'm not even talking about just gaming. Like, even with social media, we need to remember there's a world around us, man. Sure, the world we have, it's not always the best. But you know what? It's the only one we got. So we got to make whatever we can out of it and turn it into as much of a positive thing as we possibly can. All right? So there it is. Reason number 8. The implications of VR technology in this film is astounding. Like, I'm not even close to being sold on VR, but give it a few more years and we'll see what happens. Bottom line, it's kind of scary, okay? Because, like, you have all these people wandering around with the virtual reality goggles because they're in the Oasis. And then it's like, what? It's like, oh man. Oh, yeah, scary stuff, man. Scary stuff. But the implications, man, are crazy. Reason number 9. New actors. Everybody loves new actors. And we got old actors, reputable actors, are in this movie. And I always appreciate when they give new actors a shot at a big budget film. Kind of like how Marvel gives directors a shot at their big budget films. I love how they... So in this movie, you know, new actors... It's awesome. They do a good job, which is even better. And yeah, it's good fun. I enjoyed it. And reason number 10. I personally did not read the book, but my bro did. And even though they changed the circumstances of a few plot points, it was still coherent and enjoyable to get through. That's according to my brother. And I happen to agree with him because I love this movie from beginning to end. Like, oh my goodness. It was so much fun. Like, a lot of times people are always like, this is not as good as the source material. Well, you know what, man? I'm probably not going to read the source material anytime soon. And I'm saying I enjoyed this movie. So, in conclusion, if you're free, like, in the near future, like on an evening or, like, during the day where your movie theater does the cheap tickets or whatever, you know, and you're in the market for a fun film and an enjoyable film, then please, 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 please check out Ready Player One. So that is my 10 reasons you need to go see Ready Player One. I love this film. I'm going to go see this film again. Unfortunately, it's not going to be as big of a screen as the first time, but I'm still looking forward to seeing it the second time. And I hope you go see this movie, support this movie. It's a fun ride. If you're like a total nerd like me. So that's all I have to say about this. Please make sure you're hitting that subscribe button, because then it'll just download the thing for you. And then I'm over on Facebook. That's where the first place I'm posting new episodes is, on my Facebook page, Cinema Central on Facebook. It's awesome. And that's about it. Have a good day. Have a good week. And be excellent to each other.
Booyah!